The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
HEE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Rafael Dos Anjos is off the card. There's a few names that are interesting. Donald Cerrone is a name that's interesting to me. Nate Diaz is a name that's come up a lot. Anthony Pettis volunteered. Uriah Faber even tweeted that he's on weight already. He's at 157. I think they're just going to look to make the most intriguing fight. I think a lot of those could be intriguing.
I hated seeing that, but I mean, that's part of the game. It's going to happen. So apparently nobody can hear us.
Apparently the T1 out on our satellite went out. So AD's working on
it. Son of a bitch.
There's really no point in even us being on air because nobody can hear us.
I don't know. Let me see if the app works.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you hear us
well,
on stream or something?
I'm hearing that the app is picking up.
Or there won't be.
Okay.
Yeah, there it goes. Us.
I know who did this. It's a damn 610.
You think they're responsible?
They're tired of getting their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visitor post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is Blitzer Appreciation Day, so we've been doing giveaways every segment. Unfortunately, two of those segments you probably didn't get to hear unless you were on the app, but that's all right. We're apparently back on air. Somebody's plug got pulled. That's fine. We're gonna have fun for the last hour. We got lots of giveaways for you guys. In fact, the last segment, when we do Hey Man Bleep That, three giveaways.
Look at you.
So what we're gonna do for that is I've got the PS4 game, I've got a Sam Houston Race Park prize pack, and I've got the Top Brass Military and Tactical gift card. So we're going to rank them first, second, and third, and people will get to choose. Whoever's first gets their choice of those three. Whoever's second gets the second choice, and whoever's third gets the last one. And I have giveaways every other segment before that. So just our way of saying thank you, and I'm recomposed now. I overreacted. I apologize.
All right.
Usually I don't let things like that bother me. It's like, yeah, we'll just keep doing the show for the people on the app, but I'm sorry. I care about this show, damn it. It pissed me off a little bit. Not as much as it pissed you off, because you dropped an S-bomb. Hey, can I ask you guys for a favor? And you and Jong as well.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. What?
What?
I mean, it's one thing to ask listeners for a favor, but now you're like, oh, you and Jong too?
Let me ask you. Do you love cancer?
No, I'm against cancer.
Well, then you can help out. It's real simple. We did this last year and raised about $2,500 for cancer research. I'm getting a very late start on it this year, so I don't anticipate us doing that. But the Terry Fox run is Sunday, and basically the way that thing works, you sign up for it for free, and you just try to get some donations. And all the money goes to cancer research, 100% of it. So I'm going to tweet out a link, and I'm doing it a little differently this year. You can either donate, or if you want to help raise some funds, you can join Team Fowler and, you know, get some people to contribute, but every little bit helps, and it goes for a great cause. And I'm going to be running back-to-back races this weekend, so not going to miss this race, even though I have one the day before, because I want to help raise money to fight cancer. So
this
is
dumb of you, by the way.
Are you healthy, by the way?
No, he's not.
Yeah, I am. I went through a really hard workout today. My knee held up fine. I'm going to see how it is tomorrow. Then I'm going to go run 4 miles on Thursday, and then if I'm good after that, I'm doing both of them. So anyway, I'm tweeting out the link now, and you can either just donate a few bucks, doesn't have to be much, but or you can join the team, you can run the race, or if you don't want to run the race, you can still help us raise money, just let people know. Any help's appreciated, but I would like to raise more money than some of these other people, because last year I was the top fundraiser, and I didn't get around to it until this week for a lot of reasons, mainly because I didn't think I was going to be able to run. All right. I got a weird email today that I wanted to, from a, somehow I'm, all these Canadians know who I am now for some reason. I don't
know why. You're famous amongst Canadians.
I don't know why.
Well, aren't also, you up to 10,000 Twitter followers?
Yeah.
Do you know how many are Canadian?
A bunch of them.
The fundraiser that we're donating to is for the Canadian Club of Houston. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And the Canadian Club of Houston is putting on the event, and it's very cool. I
this is going to cancer, not just Canadians with cancer.
No. Now let me explain what the event is,
because I don't want to give Canadians any money, even if they have cancer.
Yeah, if you work up there, you already do. But that's what Bernie Sanders wants to do. Anyway, no, the Terry Fox run is actually he was a guy who had cancer, and he was going to try to run across Canada, and he only had one leg, and he didn't make it. And so every year they started a run, and actually, my wife ran in the very first one when she was a teenager in Saskatchewan. And so she ran in it every year up until she moved here, and they didn't have one. Well, the Canadian Club of Houston started one, so now there's a bunch of these all over the place, and they all raise money for cancer. And it's a big deal in Canada, but it's also becoming a big deal down here. And it's a very cool story. I'd urge you at some point to just kind of look up Terry Fox and read about it, because it's a very cool story, and it's a great cause. So,
how many people are on your team?
I don't have anybody on my team yet. Well, me and Val. That's it.
Okay.
So,
what's your team goal? You didn't put any of this stuff.
I haven't put a goal in yet, because I know we're getting off to a late start. I'd love to raise as much as we did last year, but I'd be happy with half that this year. And the event's already pretty close to its goal, so everything we raise is just going to be extra.
So we have a listener on the line, and he doesn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
So he wants to know how he can donate, because he wants to donate, but doesn't have Twitter.
Does he have Facebook? Does he have, I mean, what's
Tell him the best way to do it is email me, Fowler@975@gmail.com, and I will send him the link.
And if he doesn't have email, we can't help him.
Now, if you're that's the thing. If you're not on Twitter or Facebook, which I already put it on my Facebook page too, but if you're not on either one of those and you're interested, just email me, Fowler975@gmail.com, and I will send you the link directly. And if you donate, unless you don't want to be mentioned on air, I'll thank you on air for it, especially for really good donations.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, so getting back to the Canada thing, there's like this guy who's a really big noise in Canada when it comes to music. And his name's Eric Alper. And I hear him out there giving my email out as Fred Fow or something.
I corrected him.
Yeah, it's Fowler975@gmail.com. Okay, I hope we're listening. But he asked me a question. I kind of wanted to get your answer to this. So I'd love your help for an ongoing set of posts I've created about people in media and their most loved albums of all time. And he's got a bunch of pretty famous people in this thing. And he's got like 80,000 Twitter followers. So he's kind of a big noise up there.
Okay.
So he asked me my favorite album of all time. And I would be kind of curious what both you guys would say. Because to me, it was not an easy answer. I read a lot of the ones that they did that's like, oh, this is easy. It's this. But to me, music is about, especially when you talk about albums, and it's about eras of your life, right?
Yeah.
And it's certain times in your life where something's going to mean more to you than another one. So, I mean, just narrowing it down to, because I'm old, right? I've been here 5 decades now. Just narrowing it down to 5, even one per decade, would be difficult. And I finally came up with one. But I'd be curious, if you had one album left to listen to, and that's it. I know, it's hard. It's not easy, right? I'd be curious what both you guys would say.
Can you do a greatest hits album?
Yeah, I think you can, because one of the ones I actually thought about was Kiss Alive 2, which is technically a greatest hits album.
Okay.
It's going way, way back. It didn't make my top five.
Man, like doing like a, I could see doing like a. Like
the a, one most influential on you to the point where you get one more album to listen to, this will be it. That's kind of the way I read it.
Man, that's tough.
I'll tell you what I went with, and you can make fun of me because okay. I'm old. Actually, I don't think you'll make fun of this one. I took Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. And mainly because, and the reason I explained in there was my music career had basically ended right about when that came out, and I was kind of like, damn, why couldn't I make it? And that album came out, and every single song on it was freaking brilliant. And there was so much depth to the music, and I realized, okay, those are people who know what they're doing. Those are people who deserve to be doing this. And then, of course, they all got drugged out and everything else like rock stars do.
Right.
But that was one of those albums that every single song I loved, and I can sit back and listen to it right now and listen to every single song again. And it gets overlooked because it had such massive mainstream hits, Paradise City and Welcome to the Jungle. But boy, there's some good Mr. Brownstone, So Easy. There's some great songs on that album. So that's what I wound up going with in a close vote over Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche.
Man, to narrow this down to just one album.
I know.
You got one album is very difficult for me. I feel like I would say I would probably go License to Ill by the Beastie Boys.
See, that's a really good one. That'd be a good choice.
That's a tough one for me,
though. It is, though, right?
That's a very difficult game. I could do, like, you know, it's not like the Beastie Boys are my favorite band of all time. They're one of my favorites. But I just remember listening to that album, and it, like, it was speaking to me. I don't know why. It felt like I thought those dudes were the coolest dudes ever. It's probably because they were white boys, and that was
And they had some great. It's funny because I don't think Guns N' Roses is my favorite band ever, not even close. But that album, and yeah, I'm getting a lot of suggestions. Like Blizzard of Oz from Ozzy Osbourne is one I thought about for a long time too. That one was pretty incredible because. Although I prefer Diary of a Madman, which, you know, but there's so many good ones, and it is hard to do something like that. And this is why I'm kind of a dork, because I sat there for about an hour thinking about which one I was going to pick and what I would say.
Rage Against the Machine's first album would be up there for me.
That's a good one, yeah.
But
I read a lot of them, and a lot of them are things that are just so eclectic and off the wall. But if you want to go back, Pink Floyd's A Wall. It's pretty incredible. And
Willie and the Poor Boys from Creedence.
Yeah,
would be on my list. I don't know. I don't know if I could come up with just one. This is too difficult of a game.
Well, it wasn't easy, but that's what I went with.
Okay,
that's not a terrible choice, is it?
And there's so many. Like, I could do Rubber Soul and Revolver and Sgt. Pepper's and the White Album, all these Beatles albums. I don't know if that's fair.
Well,
the same with the Rolling Stones. You could do Exile and Beggar's Banquet and Let It Bleed.
The problem with those were out long before.
Yeah,
I was listening to music.
Going back and listening, like, I love those albums. But as far as what, and to be fair, when I was a kid, you know, in my house, my parents, like, my dad was into ZZ Top and, like, what's considered now, like, outlaw country, like Willie and Merle and even, like, Johnny Cash. And then my mom was into the Beatles and the Stones. So this was music that I grew up with, you know, but it wasn't out when I was... You know, when I was going through my formative years, it wasn't like new music.
Right. Well, and that's kind of why that second part of it is what did it mean to you? Because I don't want to, if I basically eliminate everything from before I was born, like any of the Led Zeppelin albums or most of the Stones albums.
Like John Lennon's Imagine. Like, you go back to listen to that, and if that doesn't mean anything to you, then you're probably micro-penis Hitler.
Right. Or, you know, micro-penis Hitler.
Right.
But... I thought it was one of those things that when I first saw it, I'm like, man, I can't do this. But then I tried to look at it in that context, and that's the one I went with. But I mean, I think you could go with 100 different albums. I couldn't narrow it to 10, I don't think, but I had to. I agonized over it. That's what I came up with. Is that an awful choice?
It wouldn't be my choice, but there's no awful choice. I mean, it's whatever you're into, man.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at is, at least I didn't want something where somebody go, what? That's crap.
No, whatever you're into.
Well, I mean, anyway. All right.
There's people who, there are people who will tell me, and like I think about Metallica is a great example of this. You could ask five different people what their favorite Metallica album is.
You might get five different
answers. And
Justice for All is mine.
I might disagree with you. You might disagree. And that's fine. But it doesn't mean that you're dumb, you know?
I just didn't want to pick something that, you know, because this is going to a lot of people. I didn't want to pick something that everybody looks at and go, what a dork.
Yeah.
And I did want something that meant something to me. And I did write kind of a poignant little thing about it. Does that count for something?
Jung, what's yours?
I have a completely different taste in music than Fred, and same as you, AJ. But my first album that I actually went out with my own money and bought, and I thought, and to this day, it probably is still my favorite album, is the Slim Shady LP. No, the Marshall Mathers LP. That's my favorite.
Is that the very first one?
No, that's the second one.
The second one. Okay. The second one is badass.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
For me, from my lifetime, since when I started listening to hip hop, that's my favorite album.
Okay.
But I went back and listened to Illmatic. I thought Illmatic was amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff, but I think the first one off the top of my head would be the Marshall Mathers LP.
And see, that was kind of the second half. The very first CD I ever bought was Appetite for Destruction. Because before then, it had just been vinyl and cassettes. And even before that, 8-tracks.
Right.
So that was the first, and I spent a ridiculous amount of money, like $25 on it, because CDs were ridiculous when they first came out.
I think the first CD I bought was Snow Informer, which is really embarrassing now looking back. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the first CD I bought.
All right, guys. One more giveaway here for this segment. $50 gift card to Top Brass Military and Tactical. They have everything you need for military and law enforcement gear to hiking, camping, and survival equipment. With two storefronts, they are strategically located in the city, one just off 59 South in Sugarland and the other on 45 North. Stop by and check it out or log on to topbrassmilitary.com. Caller number 10. You get that. All right, guys. There's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do. You know who helps him. It's the Houston Can Academies. They change lives every day. They graduate thinkers, and that makes us a stronger community. And the Can Academies also provide what these students need to succeed. If they need glasses, if they need transportation to get to school, if they're hungry, they even give them a meal. That's why your donation is needed more than ever. If you've got a vehicle, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, they're going to come to it, tow it absolutely free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. And the great thing is they're going to help these kids. Kids who have dropped out of other schools are getting a second chance, and some of them are going on to do great, great things. You're also going to get a $50 Visa gift card. It's just their way of saying thank you if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Like I said, they're going to make it easy on you. They're going to come take care of everything. Doesn't matter where you are. You're in Lake Charles, Beaumont, Vider, wherever. They will come and tow that vehicle, and they'll take care of the paperwork. It's all tax deductible, and you're helping out kids who are getting a second chance. Give them a call right now, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Don't forget to tell them you heard about it on the Blitz for that $50 Visa gift card, HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
This is what I'm saying, in my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss, in my cubicle.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Be happy to take your phone calls. And thank you to John, who was our first donation for the Terry Fox run.
$1 million John gave.
No, he gave a nice little donation, so I appreciate that. We're off and running, so to speak. And there's actually a great 30 for 30 about Terry Fox that I highly recommend. You guys are... there's a bunch of great... I can't go through all of them, but like everything from, you know, Iron Maiden to Def Leppard to Kanye to... I mean, it's cool, though, because it's what the album means to you. Although I don't know about this argument you and Lamont are having, because I have to say one thing about, you know, you're talking about Jimmy not a great songwriter.
I didn't say he's not a great songwriter. I just said he's not a Paul McCartney, John Lennon level songwriter.
No, but you also have to keep in mind what his songwriting was. His songwriting was his guitar work, and for people who were totally acided out. And no, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Listen, I'm not knocking Jim. I've got nothing bad to say about Jimi Hendrix at all. I just don't think he's on the level of the Beatles when it comes to, you know, being an all-around musician.
I think that's fair. I also think the Beatles had a much longer body of work.
Right, and that's what I... when and that's the reason this whole conversation started is because Lamont said, in the end, you guys are picking cats who just jacked the goat, talking about Jimi Hendrix. And I said, don't tell me the Beatles jacked from Jimmy when they had 10-plus number one albums before Are You Experienced ever came out. That's all I was saying. I've got nothing bad to say about Jimi Hendrix. I'm just saying the Beatles didn't have to steal from from Jimi Hendrix.
No.
And Lamont says, hell, to be honest, I'd take the Stones in a heartbeat over the Beatles. Listen, I love the Beatles, especially late Beatles. If you ask me who I like better, it's a tough call. I love the Stones, man. And the Stones, to me, are more – the Stones were rock and roll through and through, you know, from the first album till now, when they put out stuff now. The Beatles, they were a pop band early on. But the Beatles, the second half of their career, some of the best rock and roll you'll hear.
See, that's why this is kind of hard, because I think the Beatles started off as a pop band that became an iconic rock band. And the Stones started off as an iconic rock band that became more and more pop later in their career. So it kind of depends on what era you're talking about. But that is a tough call. All right, promised you a giveaway.
And you know I like Zeppelin as much as I like either of those bands, too.
I finally watched that first vinyl. It was pretty cool, the characterization of Robert Plant in that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was I haven't watched the second one yet, but I will.
And let me go one more band that's in that group that's underrated. Queen is also a badass band.
Okay, so when I was telling you about what I had it narrowed down to, it was going to be, well, I wound up going with Appetite, but it was either going to be that or Operation Mindcrime. Or it was going to be News of the World, which my favorite Queen album. Now,
I'm getting a lot of different answers on this stuff.
No, they're good answers, though. That's the thing. I mean, and that's why I mean, you know what I ought to do? I ought to get everybody to. I'm going to think about this. I may just do a blog on my Freddy's World thing and get people to do the same thing that this guy's doing, why it's important to him, not just why, you know. Because everything, that's what I was trying to say at the beginning. It's all about where we are in our lives when a certain thing comes out, that how it influences. I mean, that's there's so many different. I mean, and start talking about individual songs is impossible.
No,
but even an album. I mean, there's certain times in your life, and it's kind of, we have these milestones, and that's where these things become important to us. Joel. Shocked Rich Lord didn't say Springsteen, since that's his love, probably has vintage Tiger Beat mags.
Did someone ask Rich Lord?
I don't know. I'm sure. I don't know. And I don't know if they asked him. I don't know how popular he is with Canadian personalities. I hope not very. I hope that's my one little niche. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting. I really did. Did I give a number? Or did I give this away yet? I'm sorry. I was about to. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for live thoroughbred racing, enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park. Saturday, we have a free handicapping contest. Winner of that gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. Let's take caller 12. So I have one more of those prize packs to give away next segment. And then the last segment, when we do Hey Man Bleep That, we got giveaways for everybody, but we're going to have to put them in order, and you get to pick which one you want. So the winner gets first choice. So four more giveaways in the last 30 minutes of the show. That's how much I love you guys.
See? That's pretty sweet of you.
Hey, you know what? All right, so other than that brief snafu in the middle there, this has been a good thing we've done for the people today. Very appreciative. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I have another giveaway for you guys here on Listener Appreciation Day. Caller 10, 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for live thoroughbred racing. Complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park. Saturday, everyone can play in the handicapping contest. And the winner of the night receives a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. I didn't mean for this to kind of take the whole show.
Yeah, but I like it though.
I was one of these days.
Lamont says in the dog days we should do this. I think we should come up with our top 10 list of albums, and we'll albums and songs.
I think you and John
can come in here because
we
run that.
We were just kind of going over Beatles and Stone songs, and I,
dude, you could go up to like 40 different Beatles songs, and if you're 30 or older, you've heard most of them, if not all of them. It's crazy. And I gave Fred the list of the greatest hits from the Stones. Every one of them is like a, not just like a hit.
Yeah, like, it's iconic.
Yeah.
And yeah, we haven't mentioned it, but a lot of people have texted me about the Eagles and Hotel California. That was a,
yeah,
that's a pretty damn good album too. It's funny though. I mean, I think depending on what you're into, I'll stand by this. I've never been the guy that says, oh, things were better 20 years ago, except for college basketball, which I think because guys stayed longer, I think it was more interesting. I don't know if it was better, but I think they developed a little more. But I'll stand by that music was better in the 70s and really late 60s, 70s, and 80s than it is now. And I know every generation says that, but I think if you go and look at who's still iconic and who isn't, I just don't think it's close. And I think part of it is music's become too technical. I mean, it's too easy for anybody to make music now.
Yeah.
And you know, so I know there's, that doesn't mean there's not great music being made. There is. But it's I mean, when you go through a list like that, my goodness.
And even like more and I know people make fun of me for this, but there's some great Radiohead albums. There are a couple great Oasis albums like that you could go beginning to end and they're badass. Pearl Jam 10 is one of the best albums, I think.
There were some very good ones in that era when grunge first started.
Yeah.
And you know, have it, obviously Nirvana. And I think Soundgarden's first album too is another one that was just, you know, fantastic. And
there's even some, like, I like to listen to old Bob Dylan records. So, I don't know.
You know what my old thing to listen to is? Is Neil Young.
I like Neil Young, too.
I like listening to some old Neil Young songs sometimes. But, yeah, it's, and I do appreciate.
After the Gold Rush, that's your favorite?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one a little bit. Favorite song, Keep on Rocking in the Free World.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to think about that one a little bit.
Prince, too.
Prince, yeah.
Prince, Purple Rain. That's one of those. That's another album that would be on my list, probably.
Brett says, funny thing about the Eagles is their best album was their greatest hits album. Who doesn't own that? True, but and that's kind of where we were talking about. It's like, well, do you include greatest hits?
Is that allowed?
And I think
if we ever make a list, that should not be allowed.
No, I don't think we'll be able to because... Because then, okay, which greatest hits album for the Rolling Stones? Because
they have multiples, yeah. They and the Stones and the Beatles did them up by era.
So, Eagles' Long Run was pretty good too. It came after all that, but anyway, 713-780 ESPN, and yeah, I always hate saying, oh, things were better then. Because so much is better now. And the quality of recording now is so much better. That's one thing. You've got so much equipment now that you can make anything sound good. And that's why it's kind of fun watching that vinyl and sort of seeing all these bands. And I think that's going to be a fun show. Have you watched the second one yet?
I haven't watched the second one. Okay. I've watched the first one. The second one's on my DVR because Vikings came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got busy.
Yeah, well, tonight I'm going to watch that and Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Better Call Saul's on my list for tonight, too.
Disco Biscuit says Bad Religion. Yeah, it's... Nobody said Michael Jackson, but would I be... I mean, if you're talking about albums that meant something to you, wouldn't Thriller make a bunch of people's lists?
Probably so. If a TV sports show, what you guys experience today, how many people would be looking for jobs? How many people who'd be looking for jobs? What does that mean?
I think if a TV sports show had gone through what we did today,
oh,
who would get fired?
But, yes, everybody.
Well,
If SportsCenter suddenly wasn't on the air, yeah, people would get fired. Of course they would.
Yeah, but I don't. There's nothing that could really be done about this. I don't know. I mean, other than maybe we need to buy a better backup. Better backup generator. Either that or John, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
And no, this isn't. I'm not being a dickweed here. Okay, this is just a humble suggestion. We've got about 8 million listeners that live probably 2 minutes from that tower in Winnie. Can we not just recruit one for when something goes wrong? You know, we give them free stuff and they go fix the damn thing.
Or better yet, like have someone who's actually on the payroll who lives out there by the tower, who when stuff goes wrong, they can go out there and fix it. I know that's unimaginable, but
well,
it makes sense, right? Well, like if your tower is going to be,
but see, we have one guy
100 miles away or 80
guy,
miles away.
We have one guy who fixes everything. And, you know, he can't live all the way out there. So just we can recruit somebody. I don't think that'd be that hard. I'm just guessing. All right. I just throwing this out. I bet you right now 10 people live within 2 miles of that tower that would know how to fix things, that would be willing to do it in exchange for station stuff or love on the air for their business.
Or sex something. With Fred.
No, no sex with me unless it's a woman. But it.
Dude, if you want to be on the air or not.
Hey, look, I'll make sacrifices, but I guess if I had to. I don't want to go through that again, that's all. I didn't handle that very well. Oh, well.
What, sex with the listener?
No. I did not handle the...
Oh.
Us losing the signal well, okay? That was Ryan, interesting question. Do comedy albums count? I think that's a different category. First Sam Kinison album for me, but boy, that's going to be tough to narrow down because I had Richard Pryor. I mean, I had a whole bunch of great comedy albums, but I think that's they count, yes, but I think it's a different category.
Yeah, it's a different game.
All right, we already did our giveaway this time, right? So here's what we need you to do. We need you to get lined up for our Hey Man Bleep That. And here's how it's going to work. We're going to take three callers, and you're going to be assigned Jong, me, or AJ. We're all three going to rant. Whoever is Tyler out there today?
No, no soccer matters until Friday.
Okay.
I can get Michael.
Michael would be great. Michael will judge, and whoever has the
Michael
best...
or Philpott?
Oh, let's get Michael.
Okay.
Let's get Michael. So whoever has the best of these is going to get a choice, first choice. Whoever has second best gets second choice. Whoever has third best, you get what's left. So here's the three choices. A Street Fighter V PS4 game. A new era of fighting games begins now. Street Fighter V is out. Win a copy and be blown away. Street Fighter V has new characters, stunning visual, and tons of fighting fun. It's out on PS4 and PC. Don't even think about calling yourself a gamer unless you own Street Fighter V. Pick it up right now, rated T for teen. We also have a 4-pack for Saturday night at Sam Houston Race Park. So you'll have that to choose from, or the Top Brass and Military Tactical $50 gift card. So all three of you are going to win. It's just who gets to pick what depends on the order. Callers 15, 16, 17, you have to hold on through the break. All right.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Listen, if you find yourself accused of DWI, there's two ways you can go about it. You can just find some Joe Schmo in the phone book, a guy who has defended a couple cases before, and he'll go in and plead guilty for you, hope the lawyer hope the judge takes it easy on you. Or you can actually fight it. You can stand up for yourself and try to, you know, prove that the science behind these tests is faulty. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He knows that the science behind and the technology behind these tests, the breath and blood tests that the police give you, is not fair. It's not accurate. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. He's experienced in going to trial with these cases, which not a lot of DWI attorneys are. A lot of them will take cases. Not many are experienced in actually going to the trial part of the whole issue. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, you need to call attorney Gary Trichter. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. Don't trust your future to just some guy. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit him online, texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
Run, is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, a couple quick thoughts before we get to our game. And here are your players. Chase, Jake, and Jesse. So, you're playing, first place gets their choice. And your three choices are Sam Houston Race Park Prize Pack, Street Fighter V, and Top Brass Military and Tactical $50 gift cards. So whoever wins gets first choice, whoever's second gets second choice, and whoever's third gets third choice. Okay, so you asked me my goal for raising. I want to have more gold than the Trans-Canada team, which is over $1,000 right now.
Okay.
So I want Team Power to beat Trans-Canada. We can't let Canada beat America. Okay? We can't have that. So if you want to be involved, either donate or be part of the team and run. You don't even have to run if you want to be part of the team. I tweeted out the link. It's on my Facebook page, or just email me, fowler975@gmail.com. I'll send you a link. All right. So this is a game called Hey Man. Bleep that. And we'll say, Jong, you're playing for Chase. AJ, you're playing for Jake. I'll be playing for Jesse. All three of us will have a rant. Michael Carroll will pick first, second, and third the way he likes them. And then you guys get to divvy up the prizes that way. And we'll make John go first today. You get the bat lead off.
Okay, I was kind of struggling to look for something, and with today, I'm not going to use it, but, you know, if I were to have one, it was going to be the signal. But the case of Zika going around in Texas, I think one of my friends knows that I kind of ran into somebody that might have Zika, and it's kind of spreading, and I don't know if everybody knows what Zika is. It's kind of... it's the disease that is transmitted through mosquitoes. And I think Brazil is or South America is having a big Zika problem. And we've had some cases in Texas. I think there's about 13 cases in Texas. And it's kind of scary stuff. So I'm going to say Zika. Hey, man. Fuck that.
Okay. Jong, Zika playing for Chase. AJ?
I saw this the other day. And this may be an old story. I don't care. Jong is a Tinder guy, or was a Tinder guy. He found his lady on Tinder. Apparently, chicks are using dudes on Tinder to buy them food.
I've heard this before.
Have you? I mean, basically what they'll do is sometimes they'll agree to go on a date with whoever's pizza gets there first. So there are chicks who are saying they're eating for free every single night. Because whoever's meal gets there first wins. And sometimes when pizza doesn't work, they'll go a different route. There's a screenshot here that says, all right, I'll send you a large cheese. I can't believe I'm doing this. And then the chick says, wait, Lou Malnati's is closed. Can you maybe get me sushi instead? Yeah. From where and what do you want? Nori sushi, crunchy spicy tuna, nori on diversity. Like it's on that street.
Right.
All right, so just get it delivered to that address. What apartment? Who do they call? How dumb are these dudes?
Well, they thirsty.
Boy, I mean,
oh, come
hey,
on.
Chicks are shameless.
Well, yeah, but think about every friend you've ever had that women have just had them dangling by their little Hitler.
But those are chicks you've probably met before, right?
Not anymore, man. It's a different world. Different world. If
let me tell you something.
If you're a little Hitler, you are going to do whatever for these chicks.
If I've never met you, you ain't in the room with me, and you know there's a you know, I'm not buying you pizza.
Hmm.
Hey, man, that.
All right, Jesse, mine's going to be more about. Yeah, I always try to get people to be less of dickweeds. All right, here's a real simple one, and I don't know how many older people listen to this show that drive around parking lots. But if you're not that old, actually, and some of you are young, you're just too damn fat to walk from your car. this drives me nuts. People who follow you walking out of a grocery store to see where you're parked because they're going to try to take your parking spot, and they'll sit there and follow you and follow you and follow you, and no, there's one 10 feet away that they could go park in that's completely...
Yeah.
So you walk 10 more feet, but no, I call them parking vultures, and they just follow you and follow you around. So you know what I do just to dick around with them? I will like walk like I'm going to my car, and then I'll kind of cut through and go to the next one, even if it is my car, and I'll just walk off until they go look for somebody else. But please, man, don't walk 10 feet. It's not going to hurt you. Don't be an a-hole. Anyway, to you I say, hey, man, that.
I actually dealt with something similar last time we were at Sam Houston Race Park.
Yeah.
I'm walking out to leave.
Some lady
runs over me, doesn't care. And then I get in my car. Guess who's waiting for my spot? The lady who almost ran over me.
Of course. Of course.
So, of course, I took my time. I tweeted about the situation and gave it some thought before I got... I made her wait about 2-3 minutes before I got it. And she sat there the whole time waiting.
Dude, I would sit there. I would pull out a Gatorade can and pee in it. I mean, I would take a good 5 minutes if that happened to me. And I would outwait her. I would stay there until she left. And act like I was punching the clown on the car.
Give her the wave. Be like, oh, sorry, waiting on a friend.
Yeah, just sitting here punching the clown on the car. All right, Michael, pick them in order, buddy.
I'm going to say AJ first.
Okay.
Fred, and then John.
Okay, so Jake, you get first choice. Jesse, second choice. And Chase, you get third choice.
Michael's against buying pizza for random bitches, too. He doesn't like that.
Oh, well, he's the kind of guy that they would take advantage of, too.
They would. He's a target. He used to be. Not anymore.
See, he
buys pizza for one chick now.
He just doesn't go to the store enough to get, or to the racetrack enough to get stuck with these parking vultures. That's all it is. And when you get that Zika virus, dude, you're going to apologize to Jong. All right, that's going to wrap it up. You know what? If we can keep this up with the ratings, we'll do this listener appreciation thing every month. Sound fair?
Sounds fair to me.
All right. Good job, Jong Lee. Good job, AJ. Not so good job, Tower. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.